File 7, Listening 2. 1. Where did you grow up, Bob?
Well, I lived by the ocean on Cape Cod in Massachusetts until I was 11 and went to a small town elementary school. But then we moved to Boston, which is a pretty big city. I went to a large public high school on the outskirts of the city.
So that was quite a big change.
Yes. I found it very difficult until I made some friends. But as a teenager, I enjoyed living in a bigger place.
2. If you did something bad at your school, Will, were you punished?
There was no physical punishment, but they were very strict about cheating. A boy at my school was expelled after he cheated on his exams.
What about you?
Oh, I never got into trouble. I was one of the quiet ones. I just studied and always did my homework. Pretty boring, really.
3. If you could live anywhere you like, Ted, where would you choose?
Oh, I'd like to live in a top-floor apartment with a balcony overlooking Central Park in New York. How about you?
That might appeal to me if I were 20 years younger, but now I'd love to live in a cozy cottage in the countryside with an open fire. I'd like a little garden gate with a path leading to my front door.
4.
How old is the house?
Well, it's nearly 100 years old, but as you can see, the roof has been recently replaced and the chimney too. Let's go inside.
Oh, I like the living room.
Yes, the old stone fireplace is original, and if you decided you wanted to buy it, the curtains and the carpets would be included. And this is the kitchen, very modern with a new stove. Shall I show you upstairs? 5.
Pete, if I wanted to be an architect, what subjects would you advise me to study at school?
Well, I wouldn't encourage anyone to study architecture unless they were good at math. So, math, definitely. Physics is also important.
But what about art?
It helps if you enjoy art and design, or even photography. But these days, architects don't do much real drawing. They use sophisticated computer programs, so it's helpful to have good computer skills.